3D printing Martian habitats, replacing oil with graphene, and MOBA machine learning.
It's all happening this week in engineering.
This is an engineering.com podcast.
Our image of the week is simultaneously awe-inspiring and sobering. You're looking at the cockpit of the Space Shuttle Columbia after its final orbiter maintenance down period, or OMDP. The old analog gauges and CRT monitors were replaced with LCDs, saving weight and increasing reliability. The shuttle's code is still considered some of the highest quality software ever written in terms of defects per line, so the flight control software was left untouched. The new displays simply showed the same information as the old ones. Columbia completed 27 missions over 22 years of service before it disintegrated on re-entry in 2003, resulting in the deaths of all seven crew members.
The Space Shuttle fleet was grounded for more than 2 years after the disaster, while new safety measures were put in place. These included procedures to deal with catastrophic cabin depressurization, better crew restraints, and an automated parachute system.
The last Space Shuttle flight was made by Atlantis in 2011.
It's a safe bet that we're eventually going to put human boots on Martian soil, although whether those boots are labeled NASA, SpaceX, or Mars One is still up for debate. What's not up for debate is that those small steps could quickly lead to big leaps in terms of established long-term habitats on the Red Planet. It'd be crazy to bring all of our building materials along with us, which is why a team at Kennedy Space Center has been using Autodesk software to investigate in-situ resource utilization on Mars.
The researchers' plan for building habitats involves a 3D printer, robotic collectors, and Martian regolith, dust, and rocks with some recycled plastic thrown in for good measure. As a proof of concept, the NASA team used Fusion 360, PowerShape, and PowerMill to design and manufacture Jersey barriers, or K-rails for those of you on the West Coast.
What's really cool is they also used Fusion 360 to design the 3D printer that printed those barriers. It's certainly exciting, but what's really needed are more field tests.
I guess what we're saying is, Autodesk, get your assets to Mars.
Is there anything you can't do with graphene? If you said, replacing oil as a lubricant, you'd be wrong, and you clearly didn't pay attention to the cold open of this show. The Department of Energy's Argonne National Laboratory has been investigating using graphene as a solid lubricant, and the results look promising.
The latest research shows that adding a few layers of graphene can reduce friction in steel by a factor of 7, and cut wear and tear by several orders of magnitude. As an added bonus, graphene is cheaper than most solid lubricants, and it has a longer lifespan. That's particularly good news for the automotive and wind turbine industries, which both expend considerable resources on lubrication.
The next step at Argonne will focus on the manufacturing process itself, rather than its products. The researchers are currently developing a graphene-based lubricant to reduce friction in metal-forming applications.
Hey, MOBA players! Are you tired of dealing with teammates who can't manage creep aggro? Do you ever feel like you're the only one who knows how to do a proper tower dive? Are you constantly getting ganked? If all of this sounds like gibberish, then you've probably never played a multiplayer online battle arena. But OpenAI's Dota 2 bot has, and it's already beating the best human players one-on-one.
The bot learned by playing against itself millions of times, building up a probability matrix of what works and what doesn't. What's really fascinating is what came next. During testing, it looked as though the bot was broken, but in reality, it was only playing dumb, luring its opponent into a false sense of security by appearing incompetent, enabled the bot to defeat the test 5 times in a row. The funny thing is, the bot seems to have chanced upon this strategy by accident.
If OpenAI had paused its learning process earlier, the bot probably wouldn't have learned to bait its opponent. On the other hand, if learning had continued, the bot probably would have learned that baiting is ineffective against most skilled opponents.
Any bets on when Fortnite will see its first AI winner?
Alright, that's enough pandering pop culture references. Let's talk about manufacturing. Manufacturing has been struggling for years to cast off the stereotype of being dirty and dangerous, but the average person's idea of what a factory is probably hasn't changed much since the 1950s.
That's why the EEF, the UK Manufacturers Organization, has been promoting the sector through images in its annual photography competition. Here are some of the winners and runners-up from last year. The theme of this year's competition is Celebrating Everyday Manufacturing, and it's open to both amateurs and professional photographers.
The one caveat is that the submission must feature manufacturing from the UK, although British and foreign companies operating in Britain are both eligible. Check out the full article for a link to the competition website. And finally this week, if you're looking for cutting-edge research, look no further than Straight Up at the International Space Station.
You know, technically it's over Brazil right now, so it's not really straight up.
See, this is why no one likes working with engineers.
In any case, part of the ISS is designated a U.S. national laboratory. That means it's open to government agencies, schools, and private organizations, and Goodyear is its latest user.
The company is studying the formation of silica particles in microgravity to determine whether precipitated silica is suitable for use in tires. Other experiments have demonstrated that microgravity conditions can generate unique morphologies and potentially higher performance products.
Goodyear is hoping to find ways to improve fuel efficiency and new ways to manufacture or recycle tires.
It looks like it's going to be a good year for the ISS.
That's all for this week.
Be sure to check out the full stories in the links below.
And if you like the show, give it a share on social media.
I'm Ian.
I'm Michael.
And we'll see you next week on This Week in Engineering.